two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. Here on Cougar Tracks, it's only fitting we take an in-depth look at the Battle of the Cougars, BYU men's basketball, traveling to Clutch City to take on the University of Houston coming up on Friday night. You can listen to the game right here on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio, with coverage beginning at 6 p.m. Please be joined now by Houston head coach Kelvin Sampson. And coach, we'll just jump right in here because I know your time's precious. I wanted to start things off by asking you about BYU head coach Mark Pope. Pope told the assembled media out here in Utah that when you were at Washington State, you were one of the first coaches to recruit Pope when he was in high school. Do you remember the recruitment of Pope at all when he was at Newport High in Bellevue?
Absolutely. It crushed my heart. It crushed me. No offense to any of the players at BYU, but I don't think they realized how good their coach was. That guy was so good. we eventually got the program rolling and made the tournament and all that at Washington State. But when I was recruiting Mark, I thought that would be a landmark, a different Baker signee, not just because he was such an outstanding player, but not because he was such an outstanding player, but he's the kind of guy you want to build your program around. You know, unbelievable family, plays hard, smart, plays the right way, and talented. But we wound up signing another kid kind of like him, but Mark Pope was a really, really good high school player, and I'm so happy for him. Watched his teams at Utah Valley, watched them last couple games since he's been at BYU. He's a terrific coach. His kids play a fun style. One of those styles and one of those kind of guys, if you're a young man growing up, he's the kind of coach you want to play for and the kind of system you want to play for. Really, really impressed with Mark. And when I see him on the road, we always sit and chat and talk and kind of catch up, but I've always been a big, big fan of Mark Pope.
And you talk with Houston head coach Kelvin Sampson here on Cougar Tracks KSL News Radio. And coach, you mentioned how once upon a time you got the Washington State program rolling. You've got Houston now rolling as well. And, you inherited a program when you first started that was maybe having a little bit of struggles, but you built it up with your coaching staffs and players and got to the Sweet 16 a year ago. Where do you feel your program can go from here?
Well, I think we just want to keep getting better, keep working at it. And you're right. I have an outstanding staff. We have good kids in our program. Fun to work with them every day. When we took over, the biggest difference for me and maybe the other coaches before me is the commitment the administration made to the program as far as facilities and upgrades in different areas. And we've taken advantage of that. So But I think our program is going to continue to do the things necessary to keep getting better. And that starts with having really, really good staff and recruiting high character kids that are passionate about playing for something bigger than themselves.
And I love this series, Coach, because I feel like both BYU and Houston are two programs that maybe the outside voices consider these programs outside the power structure in college basketball, yet a lot of history, a lot of prestige behind these both these programs. Has it been difficult to get quality home and homes like this one for your program, because it seems like college basketball scheduling is getting trickier every single year?
No, that's a great point. My first couple of years, it wasn't. First year, we didn't have, all we had to do was sit by the phone, and from April to July, we can't do any scheduling. We just wait for somebody to say, "Hey, you guys got any room around December 5th? We'd sure like to play you." Now we don't get those calls anymore. But you know, the home at homes are important. But what? You know, we play Providence, I think, year before last, and out on the East Coast in Connecticut. We got invited to Maui, not this year, but in 2021. We've got a home and home set up for North Carolina here pretty soon. You know, we got a lot of good things coming up, but you know, some ways it's a little bit easier because no longer are we a bad loss. You know, we've become a good win, and I don't know if that makes sense, but I think that's where a lot of people look at us now.
And you and former BYU head coach Dave Rose, I believe, brought this series together with Coach Rose, of course, having his history with the Phi Slamma Jamma teams. What does Coach Rose mean to the Houston program? I think he's going to be there at the game on Friday night. What does Coach Rose mean to Houston?
Well, let me tell you, Dave Rose and Cheryl are two of the finest human beings I've ever been around. I got to know both of them when on those Nike trips in the summer where they just take their coaches to select places and wine and dine you for a few days. But I got to know Dave and Cheryl. You know, everybody here loves Dave. You know, they identify him with a tremendous era in Houston basketball, but he left an indelible impression on a lot of people. Just the quality of man, outstanding coaching career. Just an easy guy to pull for. So, you know, playing on last year, I think that was the first time I ever coached against Dave, but I've always been a fan of his from afar.
And that game last year, like you mentioned, you guys won in the Marriott Center. What have you seen maybe differences between last year's BYU team and this year? I know personnel-wise, a lot of changes, but maybe scheme-wise, what have you seen from BYU through their first couple games with Pope?
Well, last year, our primary focus was on the Childs kid and Hall. Those were the two guys that we game planned for the most. I think they're a little more difficult to guard on the perimeter because of all their spacing execution. They run a lot of pinch post stuff. They've got so many different options through the same play. Their fours can pass. They're not playing through the post as much, obviously. The Tolson kid's their best post player, or at least they throw the ball to him in the post more. You know, just the variety and how versatile Mark is, the freedom he's given those guards. I watched their the video of their sending a fake game, and then I watched them last night against Southern Utah. They're fun to watch. They're not fun to prepare for, obviously, but they are fun to watch. And Austin Toulson and Barzello are outstanding backcourt.
Well, last thing from me, Coach, and we'll let you go here again. BYU, you're going to be taking on Houston. 6 o'clock pregame here on KSL News Radio. And what's, you know, there's going to be a pocket of BYU fans at the Fertitta Center for that game because there's some BYU fans down in Texas. But what's kind of maybe the atmosphere in that new arena? Because as you mentioned earlier, state-of-the-art facilities now. There's a huge commitment at Houston. What's the been the atmosphere in that new building for your program?
Well, tremendous. It's just a great atmosphere. Last year, we beat Oregon, beat LSU, St. Louis, Utah State, all the conference teams, sold out all our season tickets. It's just, you know, it's been exciting. You would never know that Popeyes was just past its time, you know. I think I coached at BYU when I was at Washington State in the late 80s. And going from the late 80s to last year, I like the changes that they've made in the arena. And now we've taken old Popeyes and turned it into a beautiful new state-of-the-art arena with all the bells and whistles. We have a five-star restaurant. We have seating with iPads. You can order food on your iPads. It's kind of like a mini NBA arena. Courtside seating, premium seating, student seating. They've checked all the boxes. They did a tremendous job in planning and thinking ahead. What's the latest and greatest? What's cutting edge? We've got all that stuff, but you know, that's great. But you know as well as I do, that doesn't win games. That players win games, and I think we have a young team, inexperienced team, and I think we'll get better as we go.
Well, Coach, good luck on Friday night, and good luck the rest of the season. Always enjoy watching your program. Houston's been one of the most entertaining, I think, teams in college basketball the last few years. And thanks for spending so much time with me, and hopefully we see BYU and Houston on the schedule after this meeting down the road in future seasons.
Okay, same to you guys. I'm always, because of Dave and Mark, I'll always be a big BYU fan myself.
Well, thanks, Coach. Coach Sampson, everyone here on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.